With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump reversing an old Obama-era ruling.
By the EPA, we are officially terminating the so-called endangerment finding, a disastrous Obama-era policy that severely damaged the American auto industry and massively drove up prices for American consumers. Prices went up incredibly for a worse product.
And the president says this move will save Americans a lot of money when it comes to buying vehicles.
This action will eliminate over $1.3 trillion of regulatory costs and help bring car prices tumbling down dramatically. You're going to get a better car. You're going to get a car that starts easier, a car that works better for a lot less money.
In California, State Attorney General Rob Bonta says he is looking into the delayed evacuation orders during last year's Eaton fire as a potential civil rights case under state law.
The California Department of Justice, led by our Civil Rights Enforcement Section, has launched an independent investigation into the emergency response to the Eaton fire and the disproportionately devastating impact it had on the historically black neighborhood of West Altadena.
18 of the 19 victims in that wildfire last year were in a predominantly black neighborhood. Well, the Trump administration says it's ending its immigration crackdown in Minnesota after several weeks of what turned out to be protests, thousands of arrests, and a couple of fatal shootings. Border Czar Tom Homan says the operation, though, has been a big success and has made the state a lot safer. This is SRN News. Abortion and gay marriage amendments are advancing in Virginia. Here's Michael Harrington.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Elizabeth Spanberger has authorized a public referendum on the measures, one of which would enshrine abortion in the state constitution if voters approve it in the fall. The other amendment would enshrine gay marriage. Democrats have been pushing both pieces of legislation in an effort to place abortion and homosexual unions beyond the reach of future legislatures and any court rulings on the national level. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report finds one in three Jews in this country were the target of an anti-Semitic incident last year. The American Jewish Committee says this is the same percentage as 2024. Poll also reveals more than half of Jews are changing their behaviors in an attempt to try and mask the fact that they are Jewish for fear of being discriminated against. This is SRN News. Google and Meta are pushing back on addiction claims in a huge social media trial. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports it is extremely controversial.
At the core of a landmark social media case in Los Angeles is a 20-year-old identified only by the initials KGM. The plaintiff argues that Instagram owner Meta and Google's YouTube intentionally design addictive features that cause harm to children who use the products, comparing social media platforms to casinos and addictive drugs. An attorney representing YouTube and Google says that KGM's five-year average watch time was 29 minutes per day and just 1 minute 14 seconds using the infinite scroll feature on YouTube Shorts, noting that that can be disabled or modified to match a user's preferences. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com.